escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys had a great 4th. I did.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Grand time.
I actually scored 3 holes. I went golfing with the boys and played bogey golf, of course, but I scored 3 legit holes. And that's huge for me, if you've ever seen me play golf. But it was beautiful out there. So you had a good day too?
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Spent it in my friend's pool. She had a party.
The
it was
best
great.
Pool to have is somebody else's pool.
Right. That's true.
That's awesome. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Get online. Feel free to 860-522-9842. Being a holiday weekend, it'll be light. You guys will be all enjoying your time out there. But feel free, if you ever had trouble getting out, this would be a good time to do it today. But as usual and customary, we have technology news we think you can use.
Yeah.
What do you got, Dennis?
Well, I've got a wonderful use for AI.
Ah, yes.
For decoding the past.
Okay.
All right. Out in the Middle East, there's a lot of cuneiform texts that have been discovered from the ancient world.
Mm-hmm.
And these are usually in the form of little bit fragments of tablets that have text on them. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's one thing to know the language of the text, which we do.
Yeah.
Because that's been deciphered, I don't know, a little over 100 years. We've been able to read the stuff.
Wow.
But now we have the problem of how to take the little pieces that are essentially jigsaw puzzles.
Yep.
Put them together and then organize them so that you can actually read the final document from beginning to end.
Gotcha.
And that has been difficult. I mean, some of these locations had tens of thousands of these little, you know, fragments of text.
Gotcha.
And what they're finding is that AI is almost ideal for stitching these together.
Awesome.
They have the AI take a photo of each fragment.
Mm-hmm.
Then it takes the text that is on that fragment and, you know, just the way that it's arranged, and it compares them with all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, marries them up over a period of time, analyzing them to figure out how they go lock together. The story that I've got, you know, this week is about a particular Babylonian document that had been referenced by other documents that we were able to read, but we didn't have the original document before.
And this is all
now we've got
on
it.
Stone or
clay.
Clay.
It's clay.
Yeah.
And it would be stamped into the clay with a little reed, and it creates little wedge-shaped elements of each letter, and the Greek word. The word cuneiform comes from the Greek, based on the word for wedge, because these little reeds would leave wedge-shaped marks. At any rate, what would happen is those documents would be reused very often, because it's clay. All you have to do is wet it down and smooth it out, and there you go. You've just erased, and you've got another nice writing medium.
Gotcha. So for a new grocery list.
But what would happen is different things would happen. In particular, there might be fires.
Yep.
In a building that had a lot of tablets in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would happen is because of the heat, it would be basically kiln baked.
Neat.
And then that document would be set. And it would typically be buried and we could find it. But that was the trigger that usually has locked these documents for us.
Fires. So, That's crazy.
Fires, disasters.
So did we learn anything? Are they grocery lists? Are they cookbooks?
To be honest with you, it's not mentioned in this story, but that is exactly what there is a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these cuneiform texts are charts. You know, X number of barrels of wine,
mm-hmm.
X number of bales of hay,
yep.
X number bags of grain.
Yep.
There's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 80% of them are things of that kind.
Gotcha.
Another type of document is an agreement where I say that I agree to buy 10 bags of grain from you.
Yeah.
And they are literally recordings of transactions.
I love it.
But this particular document that they put together is a hymn. And it's a hymn of praise for the city of Babylon.
You're kidding.
And again, it's a document that we knew existed because other people had spoken about it mentioned it.
Yeah.
But it was never, we didn't have the original text.
Wow.
So they put it together and it is a document of a type that we had not seen before because it actually physically describes the city. This document explains how the Euphrates goes through the city and what it's like. And it's actually pretty amazing.
And it took a fire to actually have it available.
Yeah, we think that this particular document stash that was part of was generated by a fire.
That's too cool.
Yep.
Gotta love the disaster that gives you the information.
And it's a great way to use AI that doesn't involve, fact checking and stuff like that.
Right. Well, we're
because you can trust the results.
You can.
Because you end up with a readable document.
Okay.
That from beginning
that you can
to
confirm.
End.
Yeah.
And it makes sense so that you know that that's, the real result.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Good use for AI. We like to hear that.
Yep.
Other uses for AI. The judge has ruled that Anthropic's use of AI to train its AI on copywritten material is fair use. So if you've written a story. Ooh. Anthropic can go out there and just ingest it. Now, the other issue for poor Anthropic was, though, that you can't do it without permission or paying for the material. Anthropic had actually stolen this material. Well, I shouldn't say stole it. Somebody else stole it. They went to a pirate site to get it.
Oh.
Yes, that's a very... This is the kind of thing, right? So you actually have AI people who have no scruples, right? This is the kind of... folks you want actually developing your AI. Have you seen Skynet? Have you seen Terminator? Do we really need programmers that have no scruples writing AI that say, you know what, we're going to train our AI by having it read stolen material?
Well, didn't Facebook have to kind of admit to that in a court case that they were involved with? There were emails passed among Facebook workers and one of them mentioned, having BitTorrent running on a laptop in order to collect documents they were going to train their AI on.
Well, again, Facebook's beginnings were not very good either. Talk about judging co-eds' faces as they joined Harvard. This is a little blow to the AI folks out there who wanted to get their stuff for free. You got to pay for it and don't be going to pirate sites to get your stuff, Anthropic. But I just find it again, if you are worried about AI and you don't have any scruples to actually train your stuff legitimately, clearly they're not these are not the mad scientists you want working on AI.
I know.
That's all I would say. What else you got, Dennis?
Oh, and this one is also about AI.
Yeah.
An MIT study states that there's a cognitive cost, according to the headline here, to using ChatGPT to write.
Right, gotcha.
It actually can make you more stupid.
Oh, boy. Getting stupider and stupider.
If you use it enough.
Yep. So if you're going to be an author, don't ask AI to write stuff for you. Or you know, lots of folks get a lot of things done quickly with AI, right? So it's like, hey, write this copy for this, especially marketing people, right? Let's have some marketing jargon written up about this product. You have AI do it, and you're not even thinking about the product. And I can see how that would be the case.
Right. So. And not only that, the end result is something that you don't even remember the content of because you didn't generate it.
Right.
You didn't spend any time on it. You just cooked it up in ChatGPT and then you passed it off to wherever it's going.
Yep.
And it's a black hole for you in your own memory.
Right.
Literally.
That's the same thing with using GPS. Right. I mean, I in my own town of Southington, I still don't know the names of the streets, really, because I you'd think I would. Right. But I don't. I am just a GPS zombie and I've lived there for 25 years. You'd think I'd be like, oh, that's Pleasant. That's this. That's that. I get them all mixed up all the time because I just don't think about roads the way you would if you didn't have GPS. So I agree that study is going to show you the same thing when it comes to AI. So we're going to get stupider and stupider. Perfect.
And another link to ancient world.
Yeah.
Socrates didn't like the idea of universal literacy because he thought that it would cause people to, because writing things down
took effort,
would cause people to forget them.
Oh, okay.
So there would be a knowledge hole, if you will, caused by widespread literacy.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, he was thankfully wrong about that.
Yeah.
What a theory. All right, so we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and you guys are chiming in, which is great. So Tom, Cheryl, another line is calling in. One line open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We are here live on this 4th of July weekend. Yes, it's gorgeous out, and but we're here, a couple of less pasty white computer geeks, because we got in the sun yesterday. Here Yay. To help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. We are back. We're going to be here till 11. One line open for you guys. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842. So all you got to remember is 522-9842. 9842. WTIC is the number. And we'll get you on the air. Let's go to Tom first in Harwinton. Hey, Tom. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Okay. Hey, I came across something on YouTube about how you can continue to use Windows 10 after the security updates expire.
Yep.
You can purchase something from Microsoft. I believe it's called ESU.
Yes.
Extend service updates, and it costs $30 a year. Can you explain how I can obtain that?
Well, you'd have to go to Microsoft's website to sign up for it.
Yep.
And it's $30 a year for only the first year.
Yes.
And then I think the cost doubles for the second year, and then it triples for the third year, and then it's done.
Yeah.
So you are not going to have that computer forever anyway, even if you kind of think you might. The matter of fact, a story that I had that we thought we might get to is that Microsoft is making it that at least the first year, the $30 charge, they're making that available free under certain circumstances.
Right. Probably not to regular folks, but maybe a nonprofit or something.
No, this is something any consumer.
Oh.
It has to do with using Bing. You know how it gives you like bonus points or something when you use Bing?
So use Bing.
And you accumulate enough points for using Bing, you can actually pay for that first year. And then there's another way to get it too.
That is like the marketing department saying, hey, we got to get more users on Bing. Oh my gosh. That's so cheesy.
It's very cheesy. All I can say is that all of these little maneuvers that you're doing to get around the fact that Windows 10 is dying.
Yes, it's dead.
Is basically a facade for the fact that Windows 10 is dying.
Yeah.
And
it's 10 years old.
Overall, you are just better off moving on, in my opinion. Do you really need to do the dance? Maybe there's some software or hardware you've got that will only work with Windows 10.
Right.
I can't think of anything that only works with Windows 10 versus 11.
Right.
Now, when we got rid of XP, there was a lot of stuff that had to work with XP.
Yeah.
When we got rid of Windows 7, there was still a lot of stuff that only worked with Windows 7.
Yeah.
But I don't know of anything that is locked to 10 versus 11. I really don't.
So upgrade, Tom. What are you afraid of?
Yep.
I don't want to be bothered. I'd gladly pay $30, and I'd gladly pay $60 the second year.
Wow.
Now, I mean, by then, my computer will be old enough that it should be replaced, but things work fine. I don't want to have to go through the trouble of, you know, logging back into sites, and just everything gets screwed up, and things are going to look different, and I'm not going to know where to find stuff. I don't want to be bothered.
Fair enough.
You know, things the way they are right now, fine. Let's not break it.
All right. There you go. So go ahead, just go to their site. We can put a link as to how to get to that site and pay the
$35.
Yeah, we got a ZDNet article that'll have links to everything. So don't Google it.
No.
Go to the article we post.
Yeah.
I know better.
Well, you do, but I'm just letting our whole audience know too.
Yep. Good. So. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You got it, Tom. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll send him to the don't want to be bothered to upgrade link. And I don't, you know what? He's got a lot of credence to that.
I mean, I sound like I defended Microsoft, and I don't, because there's no reason that they have to make these things go obsolete.
Right.
But they do. And unfortunately, you as a computer owner need to deal with that. So there you go.
Right. Well, that's the ironic part of the whole thing is that if you think about all of our government software systems that have never been upgraded, but all these operating systems have been gone obsolete for years and years and years and years. And then you get these auditing organizations within the government saying, hey, it's 60 years old, guys. You may want to upgrade it. There's no disaster recovery plan. You can upgrade the software, and nobody does. And then you wonder why you can't find the planes in the sky, right?
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? But then the rest of us, especially in business, are dealing with these forced upgrades, this forced right. obsolescence. And then you add the compliance that the government, ironically, is hoist upon you. You, business, if you want to make a part for our military, you must
have
be
to
compliant.
Do all of this stuff, right?
But our nuclear submarines can run off of Windows XP and we're fine with it. Right?
Right.
And do
as we say, not do as we do, right?
Right. And that's the thing, you know, you'd assume that the government would have at least generally current stuff. But no, they're literally running the Model T of technology out there. And maybe it's a good thing, too, because the hackers aren't going after an XP anymore. But then again, maybe they are. So it's just crazy that they would have these compliance frameworks that say you got to upgrade, business. And, you know, it's expensive to stay quote-unquote compliant. Actually, there's a story about a Massachusetts company who was fined like $4.6 million, a manufacturer, Morse Corporation, is what they're called. They were giving false information on their SPAR score. Basically, if you're a manufacturer, you have to come up with a proper score for how compliant you are with NIST or CMMC. And they had kind of been told, and they, hey, guys, you're not compliant. And well, they said they were, didn't update it. And they got whacked $4.6 million.
Whoa.
Yeah. So don't embellish your SPAR score. The government will get you. But again, you're going to deliver your part to probably a government organization that's running Windows XP.
No.
So it's just crazy. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Cheryl, Nancy, and AJ, hang on. One line open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. Dennis does it while we do the show. And then, of course, Mike G, he's out there posting everything to our Facebook page. If you follow us at the Computer Talk with Tab Network, we'll let you in. Just ask. If you're not a crackpot, you'll let you in. And you can get all the links there. And, of course, if you follow us on X at Tab Computer Sys, it'll get into your news feed as well. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back. Here till 11, and let's get right to your calls. Four lines all jammed up. We do appreciate that. Let's go right to your calls. We're going to go, who's been on the longest here? Cheryl in Prospect next. What's happening, Cheryl?
Oh, printer issues.
Printer issues. Oh, boy.
Yeah, printer. I have an HP Envy Inspire 7900E, and I need to replace the black ink. And I'm going, pulling my hair out, trying to find it. And, like, most, I don't see, like, 7900E by itself. I see 7955E. And I'm looking on, even on the Staples website, where I bought my printer from.
Yeah.
And it doesn't list that particular model. Did that model go out of style, or would I be able to use a 7955E in my printer?
Well, you got to be careful. You want to make sure you use the right one. Sometimes it's possible.
Oh, I know.
I'm looking here.
I found a page on HP's website that lists the product number of the cartridges for that model, the 7900E. And what you can do is go to that site, collect up those product numbers, then look that up elsewhere and see if you can get either a knockoff version of it, or you can just buy the same thing, but maybe from a cheaper vendor than HP. Because if you buy it direct from them, you're going to pay top dollar.
I know.
But that would be the place to go to get the exact product number. And once you've got then you can take that elsewhere.
Oh, okay. So I tried looking at the HP website, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, support.hp.com.
Yeah. We'll put a link up.
I type that into a browser pretty much every day of my working life.
Okay. Support.hp.com.
Yes,
correct.
Ma'am.
But we're gonna post a link to our website that has the complete list of the product numbers for all those cartridges. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
I'll look there.
All right, Cheryl. Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. It is frustrating. You can find yourself trying to find the right cartridge. They've changed the name of it. Even my laser at home, it's, you know, trying to find the actual individual cartridges a little harder now as it gets older.
Right. And you would think that the 7955 might have similar cartridges to the 7900, but
not always. Be careful.
It's a mad scramble with the product numbers.
Be careful. Let's go to Nancy in West Hartford. What's happening, Nance?
Oh, hi. My question is regarding Google. So I know there was a break-in for Google about stuff, but the two things I do use is the wallet, and I do have a biometric on the wallet.
Good.
Is it okay for me to put my credit cards into that because of the breach?
So you're talking about the big breach, the mother of all breaches, the one that's got 16 billion credentials, that recent breach?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I think you did a news report about it a couple of weeks ago, but I was just like, oh, wow, it was so easier rather than having the physical cards, you know, than using
the wallet.
And I thought it's actually encrypted with using the wallet, but still, and I have the biometric on it, but it's like, well, is it still okay, or is it like, I shouldn't be using it?
No, you're good. You can keep using it. Again, any kind of credit card, any kind of false purchases that occur on a credit card are not your responsibility. So,
oh, I know that part, but I'm still like the hassle of them. You have to go like, oh, yeah, I know. No, I didn't have to charge this or whatever.
No,
but I'm kind of thinking that I'm kind of okay. I mean.
Yeah, I agree. You are okay.
Sounds like
that breach has nothing to do with the wallet per se.
Right. As I understand it, the wallet data is actually stored encrypted on your phone.
Yep.
It's not in a cloud. Now, it can get synced up over the cloud, but all that it syncs is a hash.
Oh, no, I try to avoid syncing. Like, you know, I purposely said that I don't want to sync it.
All right. Yeah, you're okay to use it. So, not a problem.
Okay. So my other question is about the Google Authenticator. So as well, all my passwords or anything, websites or whatever, I mostly use the authenticator, the Google Authenticator, but I do have also used Authy. So as a result of the breach, do I have to switch over everything that I had on Google Authenticator over to Authy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted to make sure.
but again, understand though that breach may have all your passwords have been exposed, possibly.
Right. Passwords and usernames may have been exposed, but other stuff was not. Remember that breach was the result of a keylogger campaign. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it is things that get typed into a computer. All right.
Okay.
So things like the the security token that's generated that stores information in an authenticator, that stuff never gets typed into a browser. So it's never going to be captured by a keylogger. All right. If that helps you to understand what happened.
Yeah. Assume all your usernames and passwords are right there.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I thought that with the using like the OTP or the authenticator, that's actually a second step. And therefore you can't like have somebody just getting in and, even if they knew the password, if you also have to use the OTP or authenticator, that's another prevention for breach.
You're right. You're exactly right.
I've been listening to you guys. I knew nothing, and now I have authenticators on everything.
Nice.
And a physical key on some of my stuff, but still, I just wasn't sure with this breach about like, oh, is it okay, or maybe. I was thinking to myself, what a hassle to go over to. It's not that it's that bad about Authy, but you know, you have the passwords and I'm ready to do something else. It's really weird because the only thing for doing an authenticator, for Google, you have to use, for your mail, you have to use the Google Authenticator. So it's like, you don't even have a choice. It's like, and that's what I thought, what am I going to do? But anyhow, so you put me on, I'm a little bit more ease about like using this thing. I said to myself, all that work that I tried to do all this stuff, and yet I've had to change it again.
Well, that's the thing. Because you did all that work, Nancy, you're in good shape. Lots of people out there have not put in 2FA or two-factor authentication.
Oh, I know.
Even big businesses are still not running that way, which is insane.
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing the right thing.
One of my credit unions that I use, they said, oh, no, we don't have an authenticator, but we're going to work on it in another 6 months. I said, well, maybe I'm going to be taking my money before the 6 months out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy that banks wouldn't have that in place. I mean, it makes no sense, but it's expensive. All this technology can get expensive, and that might be their reasoning.
Yeah, well, still. But anyhow, thank you. Thank you for your help about this whole thing because, you know, I did have one more question have time.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So when I sign on during the day, I accidentally lined it up so that I have to sign on through my Microsoft email and password. I mean, I don't know what I did, but whatever. So as a result, is there any way for me to be able to switch it over to like my old sign on and password other than going through a lot of hassles? I mean, I actually had somebody, because I use Geek Squad, and I said, oh, it's so involved. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. Maybe the tab will say, oh, no, it's not really that involved or whatever.
So this is on your initial login to your computer, you're saying?
Yes, my login. Unfortunately, what I did, I think I hit something because the problem is it all started when, not to say anything, when they put fiber into West Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, that was 3 days. We didn't even have internet. And they were like, and it was so screwed up. They had to like redo the wires 3 times. So because they said, oh, we're in West Hartford, let's go make this all work now. And somebody checked off something and tried to say that they actually did accomplish stuff. But the guys were, the installer guys from Xfinity were mad too because all the work they had to redo from the out of town people who apparently were supposed to know what they were doing.
They used the wrong fiber.
So as a result, then I don't know what they did wrong, but all I know is that for 3 days we had no internet.
Who's Brian?
What?
Who's Brian? You call me Brian?
Oh, no, no, I'm just saying. Sorry. Okay. No, I was just saying, like, I don't know what they did. Yeah. Like, you know, unless, I mean, like, it was just horrible. But anyhow, so as a result, that's why I guess I was trying to work around with that whole thing because I had changed up because of the fiber thing.
Yeah.
And then I think as a result, I hooked up with going into the Microsoft email. Then that became my sign-on thing.
What do you think, Dennis? Anything she can do?
There are ways to break free from that, but it can get complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the guy said. So, you know, like they said, it's not easy. So that's all I wanted to know. But, you know,
you would create a local account on the computer and then transfer all the data from one profile to another. But that can break, and it's kind of a pain in the neck. So
I think that's why they're saying, oh yes, we'd have to, you know, you'd have to go into the store or whatever. And you know, they were at my house, and actually because it was a whole fiber thing, and they actually did fix some things, and it was really great. And when I need them, they're really good to work with. But I was just like, oh, what the heck? I might as well ask you guys while I'm on the line.
That's why we're here.
So thank you.
All right,
okay.
Nice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend now.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Authenticator is fine. 2FA having that in place. She did a good job getting all that in place. So, you know, even though you're, again, assume right now all your stuff's compromised, no matter what it is, 16 billion with a B credentials have been compromised. Just always assume you're compromised, and you'll feel a little safer if you've enabled two-factor authentication on all your accounts. Can that be defeated? Yes. Especially if you're some crypto ding-dong. They're going to go after you specifically. But if you're just like the rest of us who... avoid that type of stuff. You'll be fine if you just put your 2FA in place. So we're going to step out for a quick break. We're going to get back to your calls. Will, Adam, and AJ, hang on. One line open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. All right, we're back again. Let's get right to your calls. We're going to go over to AJ in South Windsor. What's going on, AJ?
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had a bizarre situation, I think. A week ago, I think it was, when I fired up my laptop, a MacBook, and opened any application, whether it was the browser or Word or whatever, a small black triangle appeared on the screen, and it wouldn't move. If you put a Cartesian grid with the origin at the center of the screen, it stayed around halfway on the negative x-axis. And I put the cursor there and tried to delete it, and it wouldn't move. And I figured, well, it wasn't bothering me, so I skillfully neglected it for a few days. And then it bothered me. So one day, I decided, before I can always call the Computer Talk guys, that I'm going to see what Apple has to say. So I got up early one morning, and my wife was still asleep, and I didn't want to disturb her. So I went out in the garage, fired up the computer, opened the browser, no black triangle. So I kept it on, walked into the house, no triangle. Shut it down, opened it up, no triangle. I talked to the technical support people just to get what they had to say, and they had no idea. They said, well, the next time it happens, take a picture with your phone and send it to us. So I haven't seen it since. So what the heck happened?
Great question. It is a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing out there. It's there's pictures of it all over the internet. This little black triangle on your Apple.
Yeah.
Everyone does keep saying, take a picture of it, but I don't see any answers as to what it is other than it's a possible hardware issue. But it doesn't really describe, nobody's really describing any solutions to it. And we're not noticing it either. As far as any solutions to it. And Dennis, you probably haven't come across it in your own use of Apple, I would assume.
No, never.
So it is a thing. This goes back to 2016. And then I see posts in 2023. And so this has been an issue for Apple for a long time. But I'm... Go ahead.
When I ask Apple about what software I could use for protection, and on my old desktop, which is still working from 2010, I had Malwarebytes, and that gave me some comfort. Is there any, do you guys know if there's any recommended malware or software for Macs? Because you call them up, they say, well, we don't have a problem.
Well, right, because they contend that they are impervious to malware, yeah. But we know that's not the case. They're just less targeted. There really isn't, other than ESET is a popular antivirus tool.
Yeah, I don't know if ESET still makes a Mac product.
Oh, they even bothered anymore, huh? So the answer to your question off the top of our heads, there's not a lot of technology out there for Apple and malware. I have seen some posts, though, in doing some research about getting you into SafeBoot. And if you run it into SafeBoot and then get out of SafeBoot, it might clear the issue. Your issue is cleared, obviously. You brought it into the garage and booted and then brought it back out. So I don't know why it cared about being in the garage or not. But
I didn't want to wake up my wife.
No, I know. So SafeBoot would be a thing to consider, but I don't know that there's any kind of issue. Oh, yeah, Dennis, is that a possible solution?
ESET does have antivirus, but they call it ESET Cybersecurity.
Ah, yes.
So I guess they changed their name.
So that would be, we've been recommending ESET for a while for Apple users. They might even have a free version. Go ahead.
Is it ESET?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Hey, do you have time for a quick music question?
A music question? All right.
Yeah. You're a musician, right?
Well, I try.
I played trumpet in high school,
nice.
And I took piano lessons in retirement.
Yep.
So you have keys and valves and stuff. How the heck does a trombone player know where to stop the slide?
Yeah, they really don't.
They don't?
No.
So is there enough give between a C and a C, or a B and a B flat?
Yeah, no, it's a thing. The positions on a trombone slide, and I won't be able to do it justice to the way a band director would be able to explain it to you, but those positions all have a certain... They have a certain vibration that gives you the actual note. And, of course, their embouchure has to change, too. So just like a trumpet with three valves can make every note, so can a trombone slide around. And they take a shot at it. You know, you got to find that spot on that slide. I don't even know how they do it. I think it's a little bit of magic for a trombone to actually be able to hit it really well. But they just have to know what position it is. And that there the note comes. And then, of course, as a brass player, you have to hear the note before you play it versus a piano where you just press the key and it's there. So,
yeah.
I don't know how they do it, AJ. It's all magic to me.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help. Right?
You got it, sir.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. If we all knew how trombones knew what they were doing. All right. Let's go on to Will in Southington next. Hey, Will, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I had spoken to you guys a week ago when you were before vacation. I never said yes to the question on my computer or my laptop about you should back up to the cloud now. And I either said no or I X'd it out.
Okay.
And because I wanted to avoid the cloud. I called you guys because I kept seeing this little message about OneDrive. I had no idea other than it was a cloud involvement.
Right.
And Dennis stepped in and clued me, both of you did, to check the right hand, the bottom of my computer, and I got into OneDrive.
Yep.
And unbelievably, Microsoft had all my documents recently listed in OneDrive.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, without my approval, they were doing that, although they probably got some approval in their seemingly endless agreement that I saw a couple months ago.
Possibly.
Yeah. Probably have themselves covered, but it's unbelievable that they're taking all my documents were up there.
Yeah.
And there's two other subjects that they take, and I can't remember what they were. Thankfully, it was an email. Of course, who knows what they do.
Yeah. Well, your email, depending on where it is.
I got into email, and I deferred it for a while, delayed it. That's the first step. And then you have to go in again if you want to uninstall OneDrive on your computer, on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, they try to avoid getting you down to the OneDrive and the instruction to uninstall. They talk about suspending it for about five major categories, you know, headlines.
Yeah.
And then finally, I had to go in two or three times. Finally, I got to the uninstall program, and I uninstalled the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after I'd taken all my records out.
Yep. Yeah, they don't want, so they want your data up there.
That, and it's unbelievable what they're doing. And so that was it. I wanted to thank you for clearing that up. Oh, they told me after 30 days, it's somewhere you guys said too, that after 30 days in this recycle bin in Microsoft, in the OneDrive, they delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
I don't know whether they do or not. I don't know whether you guys know if they do or not.
I can tell you for a fact that data will be gone in 30 days.
Because
we have actually had people asking us to see if we could retrieve things like that, you know,
you
6 months down the road, and it's not there.
Days.
Right.
It's not there, and the only way to get it back is if you actually had a true backup
of
that data. And, of course, we can resort to that.
Yeah.
But I can say that I have searched through the recycle bin in OneDrive, and I can confirm that that data does not remain there after 30 days.
Well, that's thank God for that. Anyway, it was a big plus for me to learn, and thank you very much. It was you guys are terrific.
All right.
I'm listening to Eric there describe the music, which I used to do 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder if you two guys really are aliens with everything you know and all the technology you have. You sure you're purely human? Half alien?
we're just a couple of regular guys that happen to pay too much attention in technology. That's all.
Well, thanks very much, Sol.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. So the whole thing about OneDrive that Will's cranky about is that, you know, Microsoft is just so desirous of getting your stuff in the cloud. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, because they want to charge you.
Yeah.
They want to eventually have you put everything up in their big mainframe in the sky, and then they're going to say, oh, hey, Will, would you like access to your files? Well, that's going to cost you.
Right.
So right now it's free, or some component of it's free, but eventually they're going to charge you. And they want you to get hooked on it. And there's some benefits, right? Benefits of cloud, obviously, are being able to get to your data from wherever you are.
True. Yeah, that's a real benefit.
It is.
It is.
But if you don't want to have your stuff in the cloud, Microsoft makes it very difficult. The other aspect that Dennis brought up is a backup.
Yes.
Just because it's in the Microsoft cloud does not mean it's backed up. All they're responsible for is to provide you with the ability to put it there.
Right.
Not back it up. So
correct.
We've had clients lose all sorts of data because they choose not to use our backup system. Some ding-dong on purpose or by accident deletes all their email. And then you know, a couple of days later, it's impossible for you to get it back. So understand, if you're running anything in the cloud, you gotta back it up to some other cloud. Ironically.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be here till 11, guys. So stick around, hang on. Adam and Dan, we'll get right to you after the news. And then two lines open for you, 860-522-WTIC. And we'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.